Blog Talk Radio.
But the message still is the same. Because whatever you need is over here at the table. If it's love, it's at the table. If it's peace, it's at the table.
Monday Morning Joy will deal with real life experiences as the host Gail Dudley will be totally transparent and share life situations as an everyday woman, mother, sister, friend, pastor, a pastor's wife, businesswoman who still struggles in life and when ready to quit, finds the strength to keep pushing through. Gail will talk real life, transparency, uplifting, encouraging, speaking the truth. In the end, women will be motivated, excited, and ready to take on any and all things, feeling stronger and more motivated to push through life situations.
Welcome to Monday Morning Joy. I am your host, Gail Dudley. We are still going through this movement of intercession, encouraging people, preparing people, equipping people to be ready to pray so that we can make a greater impact within the communities of Jesus Christ. And I'm so excited because this is what we actually call Holy Week as we're leading up to Resurrection Sunday. On yesterday we had Palm Sunday, and we're leading up. We're taking this time. Something that we're doing within our church this week is we're taking and setting aside three times to pray. I know you're probably thinking, three times? Wow, how long is that? Well, we're talking three times, 7 minutes, each of those three times. And 7 minutes can go by really quickly. So many of you have said to me that Monday Morning Joy goes by fairly quickly within that 15 minutes. So just imagine taking 7 minutes out of your morning, your afternoon, and your evening to pray. 7 minutes. Now, if it goes longer than that, great. But can you at least carve out 7 minutes of time? There's so much that's going on in this world today that there is so much that we need to be lifting before the Lord, seeking Him. And so today I thought it was only fitting as we're getting through this, and we're almost through it, ladies and gentlemen, this series of Ready to Pray. But I want to spend today talking about experience the miraculous. When we're talking about experience the miraculous, I want to take us to Acts chapter 12, verse 5. And if you're driving, I'm not expecting you to pull up your smartphone and find the passage of Scripture. If you're at your desk, you may not be able to do that if you're at work. But if you are at home, around the table by yourself or with other people, and you have your Bible, please open that to Acts chapter 12, verse 5. And it reads, "So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him." So, and if you read that entire passage of Scripture, you will notice that the angels come and Peter, the chains have fallen, and Peter begins to go out, and he's thinking that he's dreaming until he gets past the guards, and he realized, I am completely free. Now, I'm paraphrasing here. I mean, that is the story, but please look it up at your own time and read that. And then he goes to a home to where they were praying, and he knocks on the door. Now, they had been praying, and Rhoda, the Bible says that Rhoda gets up, she goes to the door, and Peter is knocking, and she doesn't answer the door. And I did a message on this not too long ago about open the door. Sometimes we can pray and pray and pray and pray and pray, and we're waiting for something. And Jesus is saying, "Will you please get up off your face, go to the door, and answer me? I'm knocking at the door." If we look at the book of Revelation, it talks about Jesus knocking at the door. And he says, "If you would just open the door, I will come in and sup with you." Some of us are wondering, "Is that you, Jesus?" He's like, "Yes, me. Will you please just open the door and let me in?" And I've been in this season of prayer. I think you've heard me say that several times during this series. I was in a season of prayer for probably the past 2 years, wondering, is God going to answer my prayers? There were times I was just in a place of maybe oppression. And I'm not afraid to share that because our stories are not to be kept to ourselves. Our stories, our testimonies are to be shared with other people to hopefully set them free. Now, I was going through this time of journey and in this time of wondering, God, where are you? And it really hit hard last year, the end of last year of 2014, October, November, December. It tried to creep in a little bit in January, but I made the determination. I've prayed about this. I've put it before the Lord, and I believe he's going to answer me, and that when he answers, it's going to be a favorable answer. And at some point, we have to get up our faces and truly experience the miraculous. We're wondering where our miracles are coming from, and God is saying, the miracle is right in front of your face if you would just get up off the floor. There are times that we go into our prayer positions, yes, but there are also there are also other times that it's time for us to get up and take action. So here's a question. You know, I have to give you a question. So here's my question today. Have you ever been in a situation that the only way to get out of it is to go through it? You have to go through it. And I want you at some time this week to explain your answer, no matter what it was and no matter how you answer it. Now, let's take Peter, for example. In the book of Acts 12, as I was sharing, he was seized by King Herod during the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. That's when he was seized. Okay, Peter was placed in jail. He was handed over to four soldiers, and there were plans to have Peter brought before the public after the Passover. Now, Peter was in a bad situation, but now remember what I said in that verse, verse 5 of chapter 12, the church was praying. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we need to begin praying for one another. Now, you've heard me talk about it. You've heard me talk about community of prayer. We truly need to start praying for people. We need to start praying. We need to start asking them, you know, what's going on? Where are we? How are you living? What do you need? How may I pray for you? I ask people all the time, how may I pray for you? There are other times God will just drop a name or a situation on my heart, and I will respond that way. I will go to God and say, God, I'm coming to you with my heart, but I'm going to come away with yours. And on my heart today, and I'll list names or situations, I pray that I get up and I keep it moving. That's where we'll start experiencing the miraculous. Now, here's another question I have for you. Have you ever been in such a challenging situation where others began to pray? And how did it transform your situation or your life? Even if the situation did not change, was your attitude about it different? And explain that. Again, we started this series talking about journaling, using a prayer journal. That's another reason why it's so important to have a prayer journal, so that we can go back and see how God has carried us through different situations. Now, on your own this week, and you can break this up. You can break this up being that this is Holy Week. I want you to read Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 19. Again, that's Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 19. And I want you to write out your thoughts about the miracle upon Peter. And I want to share with you that miracle is not only for Peter. That miracle is for us as well. And then another question I want you to think about, and again, you can replay this later. You can email me, ask me what the questions were. You can email me at GED@MIMtoday.org. Again, that's GED@MIMtoday.org. So another question, have you personally experienced the miraculous? And I want you to explain that. And you should be able to see that when you're going through your prayer journal, just going back through. So I want to leave you with these few pointers in answering the question, what is a miracle? What is a miracle? And forgive me if you hear my voice crackling. My husband has been sick since he's been from Israel. We came from Israel, and I'm actually thinking that I'm starting to catch whatever it is that he has, but I'm fighting through it, and I would love to see a miracle that I'm completely healed by the end of today. So all of you on this line listening, if you're listening to the recording, begin to pray my healing as well as his healing. But let me go through these pointers. What is a miracle? Now, a miracle may be described in the following ways. Number one, an unexplainable, extraordinary event where no one can explain it. No one, absolutely no one, can explain the event. Number two, an incident which causes individuals to witness a phenomenal experience. Now, let me stop here just for a moment to say, sometimes we're looking for money to fall from the sky or people to get up and walk away from their wheelchair, which all of that can happen. I don't know about the money falling from the sky, but people can get up from a wheelchair and walk and be completely healed or from their deathbed. But what about the miracle of your children? At one moment they're cussing 24/7, and the next moment that you think back and you say, I haven't heard my child cuss in like the past 9 months. That's a miracle. Or someone who has had an issue of drinking, and you pray, God, please remove that taste from their mouth, and all of a sudden you notice they no longer smell like alcohol. Or the person who's been smoking, and you pray, God, in the name of Jesus, may they just not have that desire to smoke anymore. And then you'll notice, you'll look back, and they're no longer smoking. Those two are miracles. Those are mighty miracles. Or a person who continues to lose their job, and you pray, God, may this next job be a job that they truly enjoy, and they're able to stay on there for the next several years until you say that it's time for them to depart, and you notice that they have still been on the job. We cannot ignore those miracles. Number three, a supernatural intervention that comes unexpectedly but right on time. A supernatural intervention. Yesterday, I was at church, and someone said something to me, and I looked at them, and it really was like God was saying, you need to pay attention to this person, because I was in this rush. I was in this hurry. We were trying to get some things done, and all of a sudden, this person said, hey, I just need to tell you this, and they even said, I don't even know why I'm telling you this, and so they told me, and nobody but Jesus ever heard me whisper those words. Nobody. Nobody but God. My husband may have heard me, but beyond him, nobody. My husband really doesn't talk to many people. He preaches to thousands, but he doesn't really talk to that many people. I know that's a strange thing. We'll talk about that another time. But I was taken aback, because I'm like, that had to have been only from the Lord, because nobody knew that. That's something that is just a supernatural intervention. Number four, immeasurable and an unexplainable act. Number five, God's divine covering and protection when you cannot see your way out of a situation. That is a miracle. Number six, I believe I'm on six, an unexpected answer when you have not shared it with anyone but God. That's what I was just sharing a few moments ago. Number seven, a divine appointment that cannot be explained, where God puts you in the place and puts you in the company of someone where no one, absolutely no one, can explain it whatsoever at all. Those things are miracles. Number eight, the manifestation of God's presence and awe-inspiring love. It's that time you say, come Holy Spirit, and you know without a doubt that you and the Lord, you and the Holy Spirit are in the room together, and you experience something miraculous. And number nine, an awestruck moment, an experience that you would not believe if you weren't a part of the experience. It's one of those things where you can't really even have a conversation about it, because everyone around you would think you were absolutely crazy. That's what I'm talking about. You are experiencing something. It's like this awestruck moment, and you're saying, this could be nobody but the Lord. Those are all miraculous things. I know I'm not going to get to this. We have about 90 seconds coming. So go to the blog, and I would write out the rest of the blog of this, because I think it's very important that we focus on this, since this is the week of Holy Week. And the blog is ready2pray.blogspot.org. Again, that's ready, READY, ready2pray.blogspot.com. Please go to there. I'm going to put the rest of this on there. Please interact with us on this blog and share your experience this Holy Week. The other thing I want to say, Ready Magazine is ready. You can do pre-orders even now. Go to that website, and that's readypublication.com, and order it. Please pre-order it. We want to get this out to everyone. I love you. Blessings to you. And make this the best week, prayer week, you've ever experienced. Amen.
And now you know. Thank you for joining Gail at the Table. To send topic suggestions, please email us at GED@MIMtoday.org. And to follow us on Twitter, connect with us at Gail Dudley. Visit us on the website at www.gaildudley.com for books, resources, coaching sessions, and upcoming seminars and events.